Young boy asks his mother for a ride to a friend's house for a play date. "So sorry, sweetheart," she says. "I wish I could. It's almost 5 o'clock. I'm about to start dinner for the family. You know how hard it is to get the baby into her car seat this time of day. Maybe we could do it another time." Just as she finishes speaking, the phone rings. "Mazel tov," he hears her say. "A girl? Fantastic news." Yeah, of course I'm familiar with her special diet." "Yeah, I have some of that in my freezer. When does she need it?" "Right now? Of course I'm available. I'll bring it right over." Just like that, boy watches in total disbelief as the family dinner plans are shelved, baby is buckled into her car seat, and off they all go to the hospital to deliver a meal. At the beginning of this week's Parsha, Avram is left with the task of buying a plot and burying his beloved wife, Sarah. And it's on this act that the sages remark that God declares, "Ani umnasi gemilas chasad." My craft, my trade, is to be benevolent, to bestow kindness to others. And you, Avram, in the act of burying your wife, tofasta umnasi. You have grabbed hold of my very own trade, my craft. Very interesting statement from the sages. If we were looking for acts that defined Avram's kindness, we would have started with his open house, his hospitality. Burying his wife would have seemed to have been an act of responsibility or obligation. And the sages seem to be revealing that that's actually the place to look for kindness. The true measuring rod of kindness starts within the home, where you might think it's an obligation or a responsibility. There, God says, that's my craft, that's my trade. I'm responsible for the whole world. And when I bestow my kindness to them, I am a gomel chesed, I'm one who acts with kindness. The opportunities we have for kindness outside of our home are often very exciting. They're glamorous. We get to drop everything and take care of a great need. People will see what we're doing. Honors await us. The opportunities that we have within the home, very rarely is it exciting. Very little glamour is in making time to do homework with our children, to prepare them dinner, clean up after them, pick them up from soccer practice. And it's there that God says, that's my trade, that's my craft, to bestow kindness, specifically on those closest to us who we're responsible for, we have obligations to. And we should view it as such. We are acting with kindness when we take care of our children. They have needs like everybody else does. They're also people. And when we take care of them, we should feel it within ourselves that we're developing our characteristics, we're working on ourselves, we are being a kind and benevolent people. We are trying to mimic the ways of God and the ways of Abraham. Kindness, true kindness, starts at home. And our ability to do so with a smile, with the right attitude, is the ability to become like Avraham. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.